Welcome to the Capital News. I am your host, Alex Kritis. Today is Thursday, June 11th, 2020. Thank you so much for joining me. My apologies for not being on last night. Had some bad thunderstorms. Had a power outage, so was unable to do a podcast last night. My apologies. Title of today's podcast, Not Even Thinking. Obviously, yesterday was the conclusion of the two-day FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee, the Federal Reserve's Policy Setting Committee. Of course, the power goes out for me. A lot to discuss. And of course, today was one for the history books, a huge sell-off on Wall Street across the board. Why? Well, because it's overvalued, because it's a con job, that's why. I don't care what excuse they give us. And of course, a lot of this is, oh, well, coronavirus is coming back. Maybe there's going to be a second wave. And I told this audience, I believe it was on Tuesday's podcast, pay attention to this. Pay attention to Arizona. Pay attention to Texas, because those cases of COVID-19 were rising once again. I also said pay attention internationally, with a specific focus on Brazil, India, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. You can even throw Iran into the mix as well. This is far from over. Whatever you think of it, it is far from over. You know, and it's something, too, because a good buddy of mine today sent me a text with an article talking about this headline news with the markets using COVID-19 as some sort of second wave resurgence as the justification for this massive sell-off, which I find laughable because it was only 2 weeks ago, maybe even sooner. I can't keep these days straight anymore with this insanity. When we had bogus vaccine headline after vaccine headline. We had a 1,000-point rally on the Dow. Now they're concerned? A week or two ago, they were jumping for joy. We got the vaccine. It's going to be here. No time. Don't worry about a thing. And now the same headline in the opposite direction can crash it. Huh. Starting to pick up that you're being played here, that this is all a game. This is all a show. It's all a fraud. It's all a front. It's overvalued. It's a con job. It's rigged. Period. End of story. There is no fair value. Now, maybe markets are trying to get there. And I do believe net, when the dust settles, market forces will prevail. Which means, in my estimation, that markets have a long, long way to go south. Long way to go. This will not be easy. This will be very painful, but it is needed. It is needed. That is how markets work. They cleanse themselves. They clear themselves of the malinvestment, the inefficiencies. That's what bankruptcy's for. That's what restructuring's for. And if you can't come out of it, then you liquidate. You let the next generation of entrepreneurs step up to the plate. Let some of them are going to hit singles, some will hit doubles, some will hit triples, some will hit home runs, some of them will hit grand slams. God bless them, Godspeed. That's what it's all about. Keeping these companies alive for the sake of keeping them alive is ridiculous. And that was a talking point of Jay Powell's during his, well, press conference or virtual press conference yesterday, which we're going to talk about. First to market performance, again, big day in the red across the board. Right now, overnight futures trading, we have the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ 100, all up 1.6%. That's no surprise off of a huge sell-off today, but anything could happen come tomorrow morning. Cash trade in Japan is down 0.7%. Across the pond in Europe, also getting shellacked. Anywhere from, well, really 4-5% across the board. Cash trade in Australia right now is also down 1.5%. A little bit of a rebound today in the U.S. dollar. I guess somewhat of a quote-unquote flight to safety because there is no alternative for the time being, although there will be. There will be, wink, wink, nod, nod, to gold and silver. Maybe some of the Bitcoins, Ethereums, maybe. I really don't like to focus on those things. I really don't like them. Gold and silver is money, has been for thousands of years, has a great track record. people just don't understand it. But nonetheless, the U.S. dollar rebounded against the basket of currencies today. We'll see how long this lasts. On the commodity front, WTI is trading at $35.70 a barrel. Brent is at $38. So they also took a licking today. Natural gas is at $1.81. Gold, $1,727 an ounce. Silver at $17.53 an ounce. Uncle Sam's 10-year treasury bond, or junk note, as we like to say here, is at 0.69%. So a perceived flight to safety for the time being. Again, because there's really no alternative where you're going to put it. You can hold it. Gold, silver. But nah, that's not going to happen. Not anytime soon. Well, maybe it will be soon. We'll see what happens. We'll see what people start to wake up to this con job, to this charade. But it's junk, folks. It is junk. Okay? It is. Today is Thursday, so we have a new initial claims numbers out. For last week, 1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance. Again, 1.5 million filing last week. On the continued claims front, this week it stands at 20.9 million. 20.9 million. That's a slight decrease from last week's 21.2 million. So people are going back to work again. A lot of confusion as to whether it's not, are they really going back to work? Are they simply going back to employers who were able to qualify for a PPP loan or some other type of federal assistance where a contingency is where you got to bring your employees back, where you can't lay them off? Again, this is going to take a while to clear, to settle. And I said this months ago, because anytime the government gets involved in this crap, confusion ensues, period, stop. And we saw that front and center last Friday with the miraculous, jobs report, which was discussed by the National Bureau of Economic Research, which has officially called a recession here in the United States, which we took the time to read that news release the other day as well. And even in that release, that committee on the National Bureau of Economic Research, they noted the funkiness of that jobs report. That's how crazy everything is. And even Jay Powell, in his press conference, mentioned it and said, well, you know, if it was actually counted, unemployment would be 3 percentage points higher. You can't make heads or tails. And then he goes on to continue to say that it was a strong jobs report. It's a strong jobs report. Oh, we miscalculated. And if we calculated properly, unemployment would be even higher by 3 percentage points, which is nothing to sneeze at. It just makes sense. This is what they do right in front of your face. It's good, but if we really counted it, it'd be even worse. But it's good. Yeah, you see? This is what they say. These are the people who are at the helm. These are the crackheads I'm talking about. Okay, these are the crackheads and the eggheads that I'm talking about that don't know what they're doing. Or if they do, they're screwing us on purpose. Good. Fantastic. It's Thursday, an update to the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, now sitting at $7,168 billion. And if that sounds familiar to you, well, it's because it wasn't that far off from last week's $7,165 billion. So only a gain of $3 billion? Is that why the market sold off too? Because the crack dealer is not dealing crack anymore? Is that what's really going on here? Because of the stock market just a huge liquidity gauge, not a lot of expansion on the Fed's balance sheet, only three billion, and they didn't like it. Is that what they understand? What's going on here? It's only a day. Is this going to be the beginning of a new trend down? Is this just sort of a pause in the action? Because all of the bulls are going to come out and say, well, this, you know, it was extended, it was getting long in the tooth, blah, 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 blah. You know, it needs a healthy correction. That's a healthy correction. Now, You got all the weak hands out. Now we're going to continue up. Upward and onward, they're going to say. Maybe. Maybe. Because Jay Powell comes out and he says, we're going to do whatever it takes, forever how long it takes. There's no limits. There's no limits to this insanity, to this fraud. None whatsoever. And all of the reporters that were on this virtual press conference, none of them ask him this. None of them press him on it. And even if they did, he's not going to answer the question anyway. What's the limits? Will there be inflation? Some of them tried to ask him questions about wealth inequality and income inequality, and of course he can't answer it. He's just not going to admit what's going on here. Just plain as day. Inflation, well, we learned over the past decade that we can do these things. We can do quantitative easing. We can be at the lower bound, zero interest rate policy, or ZIRP. And there's really not any inflation. Maybe Jay should go on a listening tour and not go at the Four Seasons, but actually go into the cities where people are working 2 to 3 jobs just to make ends meet. Maybe he should have a one-on-one conversation with these people. And they'll tell him about the true cost of living. If it's only been 1% or 2%, not even 2%, according to government statistics, according to the Federal Reserve. Why don't you ask the real people, Mr. Chairman? I think you owe it to them. But they know the game. They know what they're doing to some extent, which we outlined when we discussed the history of the Federal Reserve and what they did in conjunction with the federal government during the Great Depression. Which brings me to another point, because this was another question that was asked of the chairman. Well, you know, Mr. Chairman, a lot of people are talking about the Great Depression and similarities and this, that, and the other, and Jay Powell was quick to dismiss it. Oh, no, this has nothing to do with the Great Depression. And he's right. This is going to be the greatest depression. It's going to be even worse. Okay? But despite my little slap across the face there with that statement, it is just like the Great Depression. We outlined this. The only thing that changed were you got to add a comma and a few zeros. That's it. That is it. 500 million, this time it's 500 billion. Got a few hundred billion, now it's a few trillion. That's all you got to do. Millions to billions, billions to trillions. Very easy formula to follow and to understand and to remember. Millions to billions, billions to trillions. And he wants to claim that, you know, back then, a lot wasn't done, which again is the fallacy, which I told you. That's the story that they want to keep pushing, that enough wasn't done, or that nothing was done, because that gives them cover. That allows them to justify the unjustifiable, printing this money. This is a banana republic, virtually by definition. We discussed this. We checked the boxes. How many more do you need? And I'm sure we could come up with more if I really sat down and really, really thought about it. That's where we stand. Uncle Sam's treasury market, his bonds, his debt is junk. And the only player in town is Jay Powell and his printing press. That's it. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. What are you going to do with them? Get 0.6%, whoopee. Whoop-de-doo. And then they'll pretend to continue to tell you that there's no inflation. And again, getting back to that, because it is important to stress, the Federal Reserve thinking, Jay Powell thinking, that, well, we did it before, and we didn't generate inflation. Well, I guess we can do it again. Well, he's going to prove to be wrong in a very, 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 very wrong way. And he ain't going to like it. And what's he going to do about it? Is he going to raise interest rates? They're not even thinking about it. That's why we have today's title, Not Even Thinking. Not even thinking about thinking about raising interest rates, was his quote. We're not even thinking about raising interest rates. Well, what happens if everything gets better? I mean, look at that fantastic jobs report from May that you're citing, and Thunder Thumbs is citing, and the Secretary of the Treasury is citing, and Larry Kudlow is citing. All of these great numbers, everything's going to be fantastic. We're told by Thunder Thumbs 2021 is going to be the best year ever. Well, if everything's going to be great, then why do we need all of these emergency policies? Why do we need all of these facilities that span the alphabet? All these crazy acronyms. Oh, we're just going to put them back in the drawer when we're done with them. Well, when are you going to be done with them? Because your dual mandate is price stability, which ain't going to happen, and full employment, which also isn't going to happen anytime soon. We had the longest business expansion ever in the history of the United States, looking at records going back to 1854, 128 months. It took us that long to get to 3.5, 3.4% unemployment. And with what the Federal Reserve tells us, and with what the government tells us, no inflation or very low. So you check both boxes. So why did you have to cut interest rates last year? Why did you have to talk about doing quantitative easing and then do it when you met your dual mandate? Now all hell's breaking loose and you have nothing to do. You are out of ammunition. That's why Jay Powell and company continue to call on Congress to do more. But they always stop short. We say, well, we're just doing this. We're just talking about it at a high level. A high level. We're just suggesting that they should do something. What that something is, we're not going to tell you, at least not publicly. If we tell them, we're going to tell them privately, but we're not going to tell you what we're going to suggest. But they want them to do something because they know that the yield curve is going to get out of control. Before any questions were brought up, Jay Powell did mention yield curve control like we talked about on Tuesday. And I said, be on the lookout for that phrase, yield curve control, citing that other countries around the world have used this before and that the Federal Reserve is looking at it. Not necessarily going to do it, not necessarily not going to do it, but we are looking at it to see if it's a viable option. Make no mistake, if they think they can use it, they're going to use it. Even if they don't think it works, they're going to come out and sell it like it does. And if they can convince enough of the crackheads and crackpots on Wall Street to buy into it, well, it might buy them some time. And that's all this is. That's all this is. This is just buying time. And with all of these facilities out there, and with all of this spending and all of this lending that's going on, one of the things that Jay Powell was sort of commending himself and the government for doing was keeping liquidity flowing through the system so that companies can rule over their debts. Which means, ladies and gentlemen, Jay Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, thinks it's a good thing to kick the can further down the road, because that's what ruling over debt is. It's just kicking it down the road. But that is an admission. That is an admission of the fraud, of the Ponzi scheme. Again, right in your face, you just have to pay attention. You just have to listen to what they are saying. It's a good thing that they can rule over their debt, because otherwise they'd have a problem. Yeah, that's right, Jay. They would have a problem. And he has the audacity to talk about free market capitalism in this speech as well, or in his press conference as well. Well, Jay, free market capitalism would demand that these companies go through bankruptcy, which is part of free market capitalism, which is part of the cleansing, which is part of the deleveraging, which is part of the ridding the system of malinvestment. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Is there going to be some short, maybe midterm pain? Yeah, there is. People are going to lose jobs, but guess what? That's part of the process. better things will come on the other side. That's how it works. When you prevent that, you prevent that. And you sow the seeds for a depression, which is exactly what took place late 1920s, early 1930s. It's exactly what happened. And they are doing it again. And they think because they are doing more at a faster pace that somehow we are going to hit escape velocity and put all of this stuff behind us. Like nothing ever happened. This is not going to be the case. It's just not. And even Jerome Powell had to admit that some of those jobs that have been lost, unfortunately, are going to be permanent. They're not coming back, and they're not coming back anytime soon. At least he had a little bit of honesty when it came to that. And I guess we'll take it when we can get it. Kudlow didn't like that. The president didn't like that. Mnuchin didn't like that. Anytime you get a little bit of semblance of truth out there and you get attacked. You get attacked because you got this huge sell-off. Kudlow had to come out to try to pump it. Mnuchin had to come out and try to pump it. And Trump's tweeting that the Fed messed up or shouldn't have said what he said. Of course, he's talking about Jay Powell. What do you mean? The truth. How dare somebody say the truth? Just a little bit of it. Just a portion. Right in front of your faces again, ladies and gentlemen. Are you fine with the lying? Are you fine with the BS? Are you fine with the cover-ups? Are you fine with all of the spin? That's all it is. We talk about the numbers, not the headline numbers. We look at the numbers underneath the hood. We dissect them the best that we can. And right now, the government is throwing curveball after curveball after curveball, and it's by design. Because they don't want their numbers to look bad. They don't want those real numbers out there. They don't want the miscalculations to actually be proper calculations and to actually reflect the true headline numbers of it being north of 16% on unemployment, U3 headline. As opposed to what they're telling us, 13, 13.3. It's all a game. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. Trying to fit their narrative. That's all it is. So, FOMC, Jay Powell. No inflation. We didn't have it for the past decade. So, now we're really going to go full bore here, and I mean, we're not going to get it again. Okay, check that. No inflation. Congress, do more. This is not the Great Depression. That's right, Jay. It's going to be the greatest depression. And yield curve control, maybe. Maybe. And then what are the limits on this, Mr. Powell? What are the limits? Because you're going to do whatever it takes for however long it takes. So what are the limits? Evidently, by that statement, there are no limits. What's the cost? What are the consequences? What are the negative side effects? Or have you stumbled upon that unicorn known as a free lunch? Have you finally found it? Are you the lucky leprechaun that we've been waiting for who's delivering the free lunch? Because if that's the case, if there's no limits, if there's no cost, then why do I have to pay taxes? And furthermore, why do I have to pay my bills? Because if you can just print it, and there's not going to be any negative side effects, get what I'm saying? Can I just, you know, you get a bill, you get your bill. Some people, you know, I still get stuff in paper, you know, but nonetheless, even if you pay everything online, you can still go into your account and you can update your information, right? You know, you get a piece of paper, it says on the reverse side, if something changed, if your address changed, just write it down and check the box on the front so we know to turn it over and look to see if your address changed. Well, I'm thinking about changing my address to the Federal Reserve, or the White House, or the Treasury Department, or to Nancy Pelosi's office, or Mitch McConnell's office, because they're paying everybody else's bills. There's no cost. It's all free. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Maybe that's a part of the peaceful revolution, too. Not just leave the Democrat and Republican Party and become affiliated with another party, independent, unaffiliated, Mickey Mouse Club, libertarian, I don't care. Maybe you should take all your bills, change of address, put the Federal Reserve, because they're paying everybody else's. And Mnuchin comes out today because he's trying to calm the markets down, you know, because that's what we do here in America. Not about free market capitalism. It's a pump and dump scheme. Got to pump them up. Hey, we're going to pump another $1 trillion into the economy this month. Yeah, yay, boys and girls. Another $1 trillion that we don't have. We're just going to throw it in there. And where's it going? Oh, that's right. We're not going to tell you because we don't have to. And that was an article out of Politico. Even the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, the government watchdog, can't get the documents. That $500 billion that's basically at the helm of Mnuchin and Trump. I told you this months ago. Well, we don't know where it's going. We don't know who's getting the money. $500 billion, at least 4.5 million companies, businesses are getting it. Who are they? How much? Why are they getting it? Well, we're not going to tell you. Not going to do it. Even the Small Business Administration is playing hard to get, and they're not releasing any information either. Now, maybe in time they will, but then it'll be too late. The damage will already have been done by the time we get this information. It'll be too late. Goes to that saying, better to ask for forgiveness than for permission, because it's too late by that time. This is the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. It's right in your face. There's no accountability. There's no limits. They're doing whatever they want, and they're using COVID-19 as the excuse to do everything. It's nobody's fault if you went out of business because of this. Not your fault. It's not your fault you couldn't manage your money. It's not your fault you couldn't differentiate your products or your service better than your competitors. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. What about all those other businesses that went out of business before? Are they going to be revived too? Are they going to be resurrected so they can become another zombie company in this economy? Why not? Bring them back. Those companies that went out of business before, that couldn't make it, bring them back. Why didn't somebody ask him that question? Because he brought that up, Jay Powell did. Well, you know, because he's catching himself as he's talking. Because he still has a little bit of a conscience left. You can tell when you listen to him. I have no respect for Greenspan, Bernanke, or Yellen. Jay Powell, he's on the last leg, last thread. He's hanging by a thread. Because every once in a while, again, he throws in those little tidbits of truth. And you can tell he's catching himself as he speaks. He's like, well, you know, it wasn't their fault. You know, because of the pandemic and COVID-19 that, you know, so many businesses have gone under or will go under. So we have to do as much as we possibly can. And in that respect, he was talking about the quote unquote Main Street lending program, which hasn't even really started yet. I mean, these companies are already bust and now they're just getting started. You think that's by coincidence or by design? Yeah, that's right. It's by design. Damage has already been done. But he gets to say, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not their fault, but then businesses go out all the time too, so it's just a part of capitalism. So what is it, Jay? You're going to keep them propped up or you're going to let them go? What difference does it make? Why? Why? Why does that make a difference? You're poorly managed. And again, this is just the excuse to cover it up. To give people the semblance, oh, yeah, everything was great before. Maybe it'll be great after. Pay no attention to the men behind the curtain. 2021's going to be the greatest year ever. I like the optimism, but I'd rather have some truth. I'd rather have a vision. I'd rather have a plan. We don't have any of those things. We have generic, general talking points. And that's all we're ever going to get. You have somebody spit out a piece of the truth, and he gets attacked by people in the White House. Let me repeat that. You have the Federal Reserve Chairman speak a piece of the truth, talking about jobs not coming back, likely to be in the millions. And he's very likely correct. And then you have members of the White House, including the president himself, coming out to attack that statement. Let that sink in for a second. And ask yourself if that's the best we can do. Not even thinking. Boy, doesn't that sum it up. Stay diversified, stay vigilant, and stay with the Capital News. I am Alex Caritas. Godspeed.